Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
I have to tell you guys something.
What's that?
I've got to stop getting involved in crap.
What do you mean?
Let me explain, okay? And I don't know how this happens, you guys. And I know there's a lot of you that are just like me, that somehow you're the go-to person. So last night, there's eight girls. At this restaurant, right? And we are a zoo. I mean, it is a blast, but we need private room. It's just crazy, right?
Right.
And it's a really long table. So everybody's trying to talk to each other. And it's just crazy. And so I'm talking to, I'm over here talking to my girlfriend, and our whole girl group is there. And all of a sudden she goes, hey, there's a situation going on down at the other end of the table. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Because I'm having fun, whatever. Well, there's a girl that's confronting my friends at the other end of the table.
Because they're loud?
No. Oh. So I don't know what's going on, right? I have no idea.
So you have no idea.
I have no idea what's going on.
Gotcha.
And so I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh my God, this girl's freaking out because she said that we took her picture. And then me, because I have to get involved. I'm not even involved. I'm on the other end of the table. I go, excuse me, to the girl. I go, can you come here a minute? And she's like, yeah. And I said, what's going on? And then Taya said, she wants my phone. She said I took her picture. I go, listen. And this girl's wasted. And I go, nobody cares about taking a picture of you. Go home.
Did you look at the phone to see the picture?
No, I did not. No, I didn't. Nobody took her picture. But Taya later, after she left, showed us that she didn't have any pictures.
Okay, well, the girl was drunk. So
yeah,
maybe
she was wasted. Yeah. And then she ends up crying to a bunch of other people saying that Jamie's mean.
Oh. Why didn't she just show her? Just show her. I don't have your picture.
Because it was dumb. She wanted her phone. She was trying to take her actual physical phone. Like, nobody even knows this girl. We don't even know who she is.
I get it. It was complete stranger.
To take my phone. I would never grab your phone if I'm in a bar, a bunch of girls are just taking
a stranger's phone.
I was just saying that she could turn her phone and say, hey, I don't have your picture. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
She's not even worth that kind of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was just like, hey, you guys are taking my picture.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people get caught up in pictures and don't even know it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, when you're out, you're out.
Exactly.
People are taking pictures.
And nobody even cares about her or knows her name or anything, but then she went and started spreading this stuff about me. Saying Jamie White is a horrible person, and she's
who did that?
That girl, and she knew who I was, but she started crying to the staff.
So now the restaurant's involved.
So now the restaurant's mad at me because I told this crazy woman to go home.
That's right. Wow.
It just became this whole drama. I'm like, you guys, how did I even get involved in this? I didn't even know that this was happening.
It was at the other end of the table.
Yeah,
but you got yourself involved.
I asked for it. I asked for it, and I said, hey, can I talk to you? And I just said, nobody cares about your picture. Go home.
Yeah.
And then somehow now I'm the bad guy.
No, I was telling Carson that's what Jamie's complaining about. Why do I always get involved?
Time.
Why do I step in when it's none of my business?
Well,
that's your point.
I just said, you know what, you guys? This always happens. I always take up for you guys, and I always try to resolve something, but you guys never take up for me. And now I'm the bad guy from this whole restaurant because this girl was crying to everybody. Oh my God, it was a fiasco. Man. But I did like my line. Yeah. Nobody cares about you or your picture. Go home.
It's simple.
Instead, she went to management.
Yeah. Jamie White's so mean.
She's a mean person.
Oh my God, yes.
Way to go, Jamie. We've lost another listener.
Well, that I don't care about. I'm just like, oh crap, that bar. I really like it.
Yeah. You don't want them to think negative of you.
Yeah, right.
You're able to go back.
I hope so.
She might get a letter.
Who knows?
She might be banned.
Maybe it might be banned. I don't know. Oh my God.
Holy cow.
Night.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.